You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Maria Stevens, a leading small business expert. She is a seasoned entrepreneur, business strategy coach, and professional speaker, and her areas of expertise include small business sales and marketing, strategic planning, and leadership, as well as motivation. Maria, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are quite welcome. Good to have you as well. Now, there are countless training programs out there, products and services in the market today for small business owners and entrepreneurs. What makes coaching different than those?
Well, good coaching programs that are out there are able to really help their clients address the underlying attitudes and beliefs. And that is the real secret to behavior change in order to impact our results. Without that component, most of what's learned in a training seminar or a program is never applied or implemented. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of marketing programs out there that make false promises and claims about, you know, we'll double your sales in 12 months flat. But the thing is, if we don't first address what's holding us back, we're much less likely to implement anything new that we learn, much less have any measurable impact on our business results. So we really want to have an emphasis on attitude and belief in a coaching program or training program for small business owners to see a significant ROI.
When it comes to business growth, why do so many small businesses struggle with marketing?
Well, for many, marketing is just an overwhelming concept. I mean, there are so many options. If you just think about social media alone, there's blogging, there's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's LinkedIn. And then you have all the other options out there, maybe the more traditional things like advertising and direct mail and trade shows, and you know, the Internet. It's confusing for people to figure out what to try first and how to really put it all together into one strategy. What I typically see with small businesses, you know, they're trying to get their website done or they're trying to have their brochures or their business cards updated before they've really carved out what their brand is going to represent. And then when it comes to figuring out the content for these different promotional vehicles, they're not sure what to put on there. They're not sure what to create because they're starting out in the wrong direction. So the small business owners, what they want to do to get clear on their vision and their customers' needs and problems first, and then refine the actual marketing message to create a consistent and an effective brand. And then from there, it's really just a matter of taking that marketing message and then just making tweaks as appropriate into the different marketing vehicles. So with a focused approach and a strategy in place, the marketing becomes a lot less overwhelming and a lot more fun.
And I definitely would agree with that. Now, another big challenge for small business owners is sales. Why is that an issue?
Well, I found that sales is a weakness for small business owners because most have very little background in selling. And I was fortunate because I came into owning my business with a pretty in-depth background in sales. I spent many years in business-to-business sales and also in sales training. But, you know, so I was really lucky in that regard. But many business owners today, they're very competent and they're experts at their trade, you know, whether it's fixing computers, making a specialty product, or just knowing the ins and outs of their particular industry. But they just weren't ever taught how to sell. So the other problem is that sales training today, I mean, most of the seminars that are on the market today, they're very costly and they're impractical. You know, business owners can't afford to leave their business for days at a time to go to a training seminar. The other problem with it is that a lot of the training programs just overcomplicate the selling process by focusing on things like the seller instead of the customer. And they say, you know, you've got to memorize these phrases, you know, to close the sale and use this process or that process. But at the end of the day, the real key to successful selling is being an effective communicator by focusing on the prospect or the prospective customer and really building a successful relationship. So what I always tell business owners is to get better at selling, we want to work on communication skills, and it seems overly simplistic, but it works. A good starting point is to just start by trying to focus on talking less. The old adage is that when you're talking, you're not selling. And really, the ability to ask more questions is a huge determinant in the close ratio of sales. The other key strategy from a communication perspective is to work on becoming more assertive. And I don't mean aggressive, but just assertive by asking the tough questions. And when we do that, we're able to really cut through a lot of the miscommunication that's out there in a typical selling situation and get to the bottom of the prospect's real intent. This way we can ensure that when we're in selling situations, we're spending it on, you know, spending our time on the right prospects. So with the right coaching, these are tactics that can be worked on and improved upon over time, which is really going to lead to dramatic improvements in our sales results.
That sounds good to me. Today we're joined by business strategy coach and professional speaker Maria Stevens here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In your opinion, what is the most important factor when it comes to business success?
In my opinion, I think it comes down to taking action. You know, many small business owners want their business to improve, but not everyone is willing to invest in their skills, invest in themselves, and ultimately their business to take their results to the next level. Too many business owners wait. They wait for when things are going to slow down, or they wait until another project is over, but then they never get around to doing the coaching because another project always comes up. There's really no perfect time. You just have to decide that you're going to move forward and take action. Those who continue to learn new skills to overcome their business challenges will always be the ones that are most successful.
How can people get in touch with you to learn more about you and how you help small business owners and entrepreneurs?
The best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, www.freebusinessstrategies.com. And there, people can access my free report. I get a bunch of other really valuable free resources to help grow their business. I'm also on all the different social media out there, and you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter sign is @SmallBizChatter.
And in conclusion, is there any advice you could leave in form of a tip? In conclusion.
I think, you know, my advice for small business owners out there is to remember that success leaves clues. And so in the words of the great Tony Robbins, he always would say that. So the best way for us to model success is to look at what those who are successful have done. And by doing that, we can get to our results faster and get unstuck because we're modeling a blueprint that works. The best and the most successful companies out there continually learn and invest in their skill sets to become successful. They're always learning. And so that is what I practice, that is what I preach, that is what I teach my clients, and that is the shortest route to success by investing and learning and figuring out how to overcome obstacles.
Good advice. She is Maria Stevens, a leading small business expert. She is a seasoned entrepreneur, business strategy coach, and professional speaker, and her areas of expertise include small business sales and marketing, strategic planning, and leadership and motivation. And the website of reference, go check it out today, freebusinessstrategies.com. Maria, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.